Welcome to Growing the Valley. I'm one of your hosts, Phoebe Gordon.
And I'm your other host, Luke Milliron.
I am speaking with Jalendra Dijal about brown marmorated stink bug. Jalendra is the IPM advisor for Stanislaus, San Joaquin, and Merced County. I get Merced Madera confused all the time. I never know where I am. Okay, and he has been doing a lot of work with brown marmorated stink bug. So, Jalendra, why don't we start out this interview with just a short history of BMSB's appearance in California?
So brown marmorated stink bug, actually it's in the U.S. if I start that way. It started in mid-1990s in East Coast in Pennsylvania. But in as far as California, the BMSB started, basically the big population started in Sacramento in 2013 fall. And after that, right now we have 15, 16 different counties of California with established BMSB population.
Great. Where have we been finding it in California?
So just a little bit background on the brown marmorated stink bug is that they, when they invade the new area, they first start with the urban residential area. And then because they have so many different hosts in there, they establish their population there and slowly expanding to the agriculture area. That has been the case in back in East, and we're seeing the similar trend here in California also. So in terms of agriculture, so even though I mentioned that Sacramento has BMSP populations in 2013, the BMSP population in agriculture area we started seeing in 2016 in Peach Orchard. That's we reported first in Stanislaus County. And then now we're seeing more and more brown marmorated stink bug moving into the agriculture area, even start infesting the new host, which is almond.
Some of the other insects that have similar feeding methods, like the native stink bugs as well as leaf-footed plant bugs, tend to have times of the year in which they tend to attack crops. Does brown marmorated stink bug also follow this pattern, or is it more of a constant season-wide threat?
That's a very good question. Brown marmorated stink bug, unlike to other native stink bug and then leaf-footed bug, it tend to be more seasonal pest. Little bit background again about BMSB, probably that will justify, or I'll try to explain that so that it will address the question that you ask, is that brown marmorated stink bug, they or in the winter time, they need a somehow warmer area, so they don't feed actively during the winter time, so they move to mostly the human-made structure, barns, people houses, and some cases even the old dead wood and of that nature. And so they spend that whole winter within those structure, and then it start coming out in the springtime, and they start looking for the host plant, and then that could be the landscape trees or could be the crops, depending on what's available at that time. And slowly from there, it moved to the agriculture area, basically start infesting the crop and throughout the season. So if you think about leaf-footed bug and just let's say in almonds, so leaf-footed bug and native stink bug, they are common. Leaf-footed bug, it's common in around April timing. Stink bug, we're seeing May, sometime in early June, but that's the timing for these insects. For brown marmorated stink bug, we're basically catching in our traps brown marmorated stink bug in our area anywhere from mid-March all the way to first week of November. So anytime during that period, BMSB could come to the orchard and then cause damage and then move on to the next host. So that's a different. The other difference is that brown marmorated stink bug has so many wide host range, and it's essentially a landscape-based insect or pest. So in that case, it's not rely just on the one crop or the one orchard. It's rely on the trees, landscape trees nearby, other different hosts, even the field crops, and they basically utilize a lot of those whole landscape area as opposed to the other stink bug and leaf footed bug. So because of that, there are consequences in terms of management and then monitoring and a lot of that. Because of that, BMSP is a more seasonal pest.
So it sounds like then, because it can rely on multiple different crops, then you can control it potentially in your orchard when we get pesticides registered for it. But it could another population could move back into the orchard then from the surrounding area or nearby crops or maybe, you know, a nearby park. Is that about sound about right?
Yes, that is true. Just an example. Even though brown maroon stink bug has not been a widespread pest for almonds, we have seen this year, based on my trapping results. So we have 5 different almond orchards with BMSP traps in it, and then we caught BMSP from all of those 5 orchards. And 3 of those orchards has early season damage, including nut drop to the damage to the kernel. Three out of those three orchards. And so one of those orchards had really heavy population early in the season, a lot of nut drop, and obviously grower interested to, you know, doing managing it. And so they also have the leaf footed bug and the stink bug issues. And so and at that time in the May timing, and also for the navel onion, they spray insecticide, and then it seems like they controlled to a certain extent the BMSP population at that time. But little later, about 3-4 weeks after that spray, again, in terms of monitoring, we went back there and then look at the BMSP population, and then we're seeing, again, the burning number of brown maroon stink bug there. So that tells us that the exact same point that you raised is that even though, you know, population in that orchard, majority of them might have killed by the insecticide, but there are more coming from that area. So it's a difficult pest to deal with.
So how do the feeding habits of brown marmorated stink bug differ from leaf-footed bugs and the native stink bugs?
That's a great question. We're still trying to tease that aspect apart because, you know, they all have their piercing and sucking mouthpart, which is basically straw-like mouthpart they insert into the fruit and then take the juice out of it. So because of that, we see kind of overlapping type of symptom on the almonds. But I think the next year I'm planning to do a little bit of more work to actually pinpoint what's the difference in terms of the symptom-wise among these 3 different group of the insect. But in general, though, what I've seen is that past 2 years or so, in terms of seasonal nut damage as well as the damage at the harvest, I've seen that brown maroon stink bug has multiple feeding sites in a nut, which we typically don't see in leaf-footed bug as well as native stink bug. That's one difference. The other difference is when you looked at the fruit, when you cut the fruit, and you look at the damage on the hull, you see a little bit of typical type of damage that you see from BMSP, which is presence of this necrotic tissue in different places within the fruit, and which you usually don't see with the native stink bug and then also the leaf-footed bug. The other major big difference is that the seasonal difference. So, for example, leaf-footed bug is in April. Native stink bug is a little later, but BMSP tends to be seasonal. So in that case, in terms of, you know, control, that's the different aspect. Again, in terms of exact the symptom, we're not 100% sure at this point. I work with these insect and in the fruit infested by the BMSP for the past 2 years. I know now that a little bit different, how it is different than the others, but at the same time, in terms of you know, everybody knowing what's the exact difference, we're not there yet. So I'm planning to doing that research next year.
If a brown marmorated stink bug is going to be feeding on something where external appearance is very important, like a peach, late season feeding is going to be pretty bad, but what if it's feeding on, you know, an almond in July or August? You know, maybe it's like Monterey, and so it's a later harvesting variety, but the nut development's pretty much complete by then. Can it still cause economic damage at that point?
In terms of this year, we're doing work that is basically exactly answer the question that you ask. This is a work that I'm doing in collaboration with Dr. Frank Zalem at UC Davis. So essentially what we're doing is we're trying to find out different time of the year when BMSP infested or not, what kind of damage, ultimately economic damage, we're seeing. And so in an almond orchard, what we did was we used the small sleeve cages, confined a couple of nuts into that cages, and then artificially infested those cages with BMSP adults. And so we started in end of March, and we continue until the hull split time every week. Every week, obviously, different sets of nuts. And what we saw in 2018 was early in the season, in the late March and then early April timing, majority of the nut dropped. We recorded anywhere from 80 to even 100% nut drop early in the season, that first 3 weeks. And then after that, nut drop has been in a decreasing trend. So that's obviously the serious because that, you know, early in the season, it's nut drop. That's obviously the economic loss. And little later, we're seeing the more and more damage on the nut meat. But later in the June, even the mid-June type of feeding, we're seeing damage on the nut meat. Whether that would be completely economical damage or not, whether that nut meat or that kernel can still go for the market or not, that we are still trying to find out. But even when the nut has the sale, probably the, you know, most hardest time, even during that time, we see the BMSP feeding has impacted the nut meat. So, which is different than the other stink bug. So we're seeing a lot of these newer thing with this new insect. Obviously, everything is new because BMSP is new pest for almonds. So we're trying to figure these all things out, and then everything that we don't know yet, but we certainly know that they prefer almonds, looks like, and they could do significant damage early in the season, even all the way up to the even mid-June. So that's what we know so far.
Okay. So if someone wants to monitor for brown marmorated stink bug, what sort of traps can they use?
So for the monitoring, that's what we recommend now, is that because brown marmorated stink bug is not in everywhere throughout the valley, but in majority of the places where we see the BMSP, we recommend the grower to use PCAs, to use the trap, which is, we call the dual panel, sticky panel trap. So it is essentially a double-sided sticky panel trap for its stickiness, and at the same time with basically using with the brown marmorated stink bug lure. These lures are available commercially. Obviously not all BMSP lures are equal in terms of its attractiveness, so you know, grower or PCA might need to consult to the local extension personnel or find out about which one is most effective. But they are commercially available, and we can use in conjunction with the sticky panel trap. And so we found that in 2017 we use it, in 2018 we're also using, this year also, and we found that these sticky panel trap, which are much more easier, user-friendly, as compared to the researcher version previous trap. So that trap is very effective. So we suggest to use that sticky panel trap for monitoring BMSP, and it's very effective in terms of detection.
Great. Is there anything that you would like to add on?
I think one thing that I wanted to mention is that, you know, obviously brown marmor stink bug has been established in several different places, including our northern San Joaquin Valley that I can speak of. Of course, they established in the three counties already. It doesn't mean that it's causing problem everywhere yet, but I think it is, and also at the same time, there is no reason to be panic also. But it is very important to be aware what's going on, and if there is any sort of stink bug type of damage you found, it is better to be vigilant and then look at damage type. Also, use the trapping methods, and then also do the visual inspection. Visual inspection is also a very effective way to monitor BMSP. So those are the ways. And adding on to that one, we want to use the trap where we're likely to catch the BMSP the most. So in that case, the trap, at least the 2 to 3 traps per orchard, but the trap needs to be placed in the area that is bordered by other trees or other open areas. So essentially, it's on the border roads. It's highly effective. When they move into the orchard, that's the place that the trap will intercept. And then also, the trap it does not go to the tree. So it basically ground-based. So it has the sticky panel trap I mentioned. It's attached to the stake, long 5 feet long stake, and then you basically pound about a foot on the ground. So basically 4 feet remains above the ground, and on the top of that, you staple the sticky panel trap on the top, and then also hang the lure there. And so the idea is that if there are nymph immature stages, they are also attracted to the lure, and then they can crawl up using that stake, and then also you get those number also on the sticky panel trap. In addition to the adults, they fly in and then stalk, and also adults also crawl using those stakes. So that's why the ground trap are much more effective as compared to tree traps. So this has been the recommended practices for BMSP using these sticky panel trap on the ground, at least 2 to 3 per orchard, and then on the border trees and border roads.
So in the past, I remember you mentioning that it really likes tree of heaven, which is a weedy tree species. Are there any other types of weedy or horticultural trees that or shrubs that we know that the brown marmorated stink bug likes and that might be a good area to start monitoring for them around your property?
Yes, I would say that tree of heaven is obviously the by far, I've seen the most preferred host outside of the crop. These stink bug, they like the fruiting structure. So tree of heaven, if you think about the female tree of heaven, they produce a lot of small pod-like fruit. And so they utilize that very much. And so that is one of the place. But there are other trees, for example, Chinese pistas. There are several different species of the ash trees. The other landscape tree called Paulownia, catalpa trees. These are also, you know, some of the landscape trees that the BMSP like to attack. And these are just a few examples I gave now, but there are several hosts of the landscape trees that BMSP can attack. And so if you have those trees in nearby area or the other field crops, then those are the area that we need to watch for. And certainly tree of heaven is one of them, and we have seen that very much on one of the almond orchard. It's bordered by tree of heaven, and we see constant pressure of BMSP into the orchard from there. So that's been known.
We will put a gallery of some of the tree species that Jalendra mentioned on the website so that you can scout for them on your own orchard borders. Thank you, Jalendra.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. And yeah, thank you.
This has been Growing the Valley, a UCANR podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Phoebe Gordon.
And I'm your other host, Luke Milliron. You can learn more at growingthevalleypodcast.com.
I would like to thank my sister, Muriel Gordon, for kindly providing the theme music to this podcast.